Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 27, 2026 edition. Again, developer, real estate developer, Pat Battaglia. Good comment, text message. Just like the economy, the Democrats and Gretchen's teachers unions, MEA, AFT, have completely destroyed the education system in Michigan. 44th in the country when it comes to fourth grade reading proficiency. You may remember Governor Gretchen Whitmer said at her State of the State address late February, number one priority, literacy. Number two priority, housing. Fixing the housing shortage here in the state of Michigan. Well, while on Mackinac Island, Henry Ford Health CEO Bob Riney said the whiplash back and forth between Democratic and Republican policies was creating an unstable environment for businesses. He said Michigan was one of the three truly purple states, and that the state's parties needed to work together. You have to really, really, really be on your toes because you have to deal with so much division about how these political ideologies go. But right now, we're not wearing purple very well, Riney said. You see, here is the real problem. Purple doesn't work for the state of Michigan. Democrats proved their trifecta 2023-2024 after the last midterm elections of 22. Democrats took back the majority of both the House and the Senate, had the Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer reelected for her second and, thank God, last term. And they did what they did. There's no whiplash going on back and forth. Thank God we took back the majority in the House. 24 election. It's only because of Matt Hall, the Speaker, and the Republican majority in the House that were stopping some of this insanity. The real opportunity comes this year when on August 4th we get the right candidate for governor, we get the right candidates to run in November for Attorney General, Secretary of State, and state senators, along with House of Representatives on the ballot. If the pendulum swings the other way, we elect a Republican governor. We take back the Senate, and we hold on to, if not even gain, seats in the House. And then we do exactly what the Democrats did when they had the trifecta. If we get Republican control, we have then got to hold these guys accountable to do exactly what the Democrats did to us in 23 and 24. Get rid of the state income tax. Get the millionaires to come back to Michigan. When they come back with their money and their investments in real estate development, businesses, jobs, companies, Perry Johnson, if he's the governor, He does his mega audit. We just was sent the new commercial for this next couple of weeks. You're going to hear directly from Perry Johnson. He lays it all out in the commercial. His mega audit is going to eliminate the waste, fraud, and abuse that's been going on in Lansing for decades under Republicans and Democrats. It's not just the Democrats. It's both parties. This budget, folks, getting close to almost $90 billion, is out of control. It's got to stop. And as a result, we'll completely reverse these polling numbers. Majority of Michiganders right now believe that this state is headed for a recession. Well, it can be reversed. All you need is a new captain of the ship. First thing you do when you're going in the wrong direction is you pull the throttles back from forward into neutral. As soon as the props stop, you put it in reverse, full reverse on one side. Port or starboard, it doesn't matter. If you really want to spin it quickly, full reverse on one side, full throttle forward on the other. That ship will spin. And when it starts heading in the right direction, you have the proper attitude that you want on the bow. If reverse engine goes to neutral, prop stops, go all the way full throttle, full blast straight ahead. You can spin the ship. And you can get it going in the right direction pretty quickly if you know what the heck you're doing. It's going to take a businessman. Sorry, politicians, not interested. John James, no way. Current Senate Minority Leader, State Representative termed out, now termed out in the State Senate, Eric Nesbitt, nope, not voting for you either. And I'm sorry, with all due respect, former Attorney General Mike Cox, you're a lawyer, prosecutor, former Attorney General, top law enforcement officer. What the heck do you know about running a business and running the state of Michigan government like a business? Absolutely nothing is the answer. You might have won two statewide elections as an attorney general. You don't know anything about being a governor. I want a CEO. I want a businessman just like Donald Trump. And I believe that's what Perry Johnson is. And I think that's what he's going to be able to do for Michigan. And then let's see if Benson will even agree to debate him. Oh, she's going to want to, because in the polling, Johnson's going to be beating her. Now that it's head-to-head with no Democrat running as an independent Mike Duggan to muddy things up, Republican versus Democrat. And forget Henry Ford Health CEO Bob Riney. Forget about Michigan being purple. We're not purple. We're either blue or we're red. And we've been blue for far too long. Now we need to take back the governorship in the state Senate and fix it. Once and for all, do things that are so over the top in fixing what's wrong with this state, it never can be undone. Folks, do you realize that once a state eliminates its state income tax, they never go back to taxing their incomes at the state level? It's never happened. Florida, Texas, Tennessee, many other states, once you eliminate your income tax at the state level, it's gone. The people will never vote to reinstate an income tax. And when you lower the budget and can afford to eliminate property taxes, especially on seniors, yeah, that bad boy's never coming back either. We have an aging population. Many, many of these folks are on fixed incomes. Social Security, retirements, pensions, whatever, cannot afford to continue paying these high tax rates. In the next hour, I have a study that's happened since 2013. It shows exactly what's been going on in the state of Michigan with regards to property taxes. Guess what? You have to understand that this has got to be fixed. We cannot continue down this road. It's going to take leadership. It's going to take a business person to fix it. It is going to absolutely be a huge undertaking, but you need somebody with the brains, the knowledge, the background, the experience to do it. A politician can't. It's that simple. They're not wired the right way. They don't think outside the box. And frankly, they've been trained by the Lansing Swamp for far too long. Drinking the Kool-Aid and breathing that air has completely screwed up their brains. Sorry, Nesbitt. Sorry, John James. Not interested. I believe this is going to come down to a battle between Mike Cox and Perry Johnson. And frankly, Perry Johnson's got more money. You're going to hear the new radio ad, hopefully starting tonight. Our engineer will get it into automation. You'll hear it tomorrow. One of the things that we're looking at, fourth grade reading scores, 44th worst in the country. Per person income over a 25-year period, we're all the way down to 39th out of 50. 25 years ago, we were at 16th. Personal income per person. Final segment, we'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Also on Mackinac Island, U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin participated in a panel, said that there is a housing emergency across the United States and especially in Michigan. She wants to see areas of improvement that would be needed in order to quickly infuse more housing into the supply. Slotkin was on a panel titled From Policy to Production, How to Lower Development Costs and Get More Michigan Homes Built, was the title of this panel. Slotkin was joined by Michigan State Housing Development Authority, MSHDA CEO Amy Hovey, Rocket Mortgage Community Fund, and Gilbert Foundation Executive Director Laura Grandman. Slotkin said, we must declare a housing emergency. We declared emergencies on everything else. Well, if we declare an emergency on housing and put big and bold energy towards something I think that every American really feels in their bones, we can do this. Slotkin pointed to areas of Holland and Grand Rapids, where they are starting to get the housing puzzle put together. She said dealing with housing in any particular area across the state would require people to come forward and talk with their local government leaders to be able to change zoning laws. Sound familiar? Something we just did in Gaylord last night, in the city of Gaylord. Zoning laws that would allow for apartment building or building out more affordable housing. The new catchphrase for affordable housing, workforce housing. Each community is going to want different things, but you can't just say no to everything, Slotkin said. Mr. CEO Hovey said the most successful housing buildouts were happening in areas where they partnered working together, pointing to Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, Holland, and Detroit. You're going to see a decrease in homelessness in these communities, an increase in housing developments. It's about the community coming together, creating a plan, and working on the plan. Hovey said more money was needed from both the state and federal government. But it's not just about the money. We need to be consistent. I cannot have money changing from year to year when we have developers that are counting on programs and developing a pipeline, lining up projects to do, doing the hard things, and then the money goes away. We need to be persistent to make sure the housing gets done. This must be a priority. One of the ideas that both Hovey and Slotkin suggested would be to work in the modular factory-built housing. Sound familiar? Exactly what Pat Battaglia is going to be doing on the west end of Gaylord. Anthony Randazzo, that is building the duplexes, is using Champion. This is going to be modulars put together on site quickly, efficiently, and quality built. BOCA specification standards, better than stick built out on the job site. Modular factory built housing. It's about dang time. Back on June 6th last year, MERS news story said, it's not your grandma's trailer anymore. Modular homes are growing in popularity and acceptance. They're popping up everywhere. You can't stick build anymore in the state of Michigan. Supply chain, cost of construction materials, and not even having the workers that you can find that can do it on site. Not to mention that the quality is much better when it comes built in an air-conditioned factory. In the wintertime, no rain, no snow, no ice, and heated. Workers come in to do a specific job, and they get it done. They cut on waste, scraps go away, and the quality is much better. Well, previously, MSHA was projecting that we still are 90,000 units short after all the planned projects are factored in. The original problem, the shortfall, was 115,000 units. March 26 of this year, they're now projecting it's down to 90, but it's still not enough. We have to overcome the issues of people who don't want to see modular housing projects being built. This NIMBY, not in my backyard crowd, needs to be educated. Property taxes in the state of Michigan in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
In the heart of Michigan, voice rings true. Per Johnson coming, he's got work to do. Conservative leader, just like the best. No home bar, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the bed, call out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Per's on a mission, he's here to stay.
4747. Tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent.